I'm going to guess that right now the voice of the Hokies, John Lazor, joining us probably from the comfort of his own bed, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Morning, Pookie.
Morning, buddy. Actually made it out to the couch, but you're close. Still in the jammies.
All right. Well, your night included last night being courtside for this game, and you saw it early. You saw Virginia do what they do so well. What was it like from your observation seeing Virginia jump out on Virginia Tech and never let off the gas?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest takeaway for me, Wes. This was so much more about Virginia and what they're capable of and the credit that they deserve, the team that they are, than it is an indictment on Virginia Tech. I mean, that's what I took away, was how impressive they were. I felt like they really wanted to come out and play aggressively. And sometimes I've felt like in the past you didn't see that night to night with Virginia, where they were so good defensively they'd kind of let the game come to them and ease into it, and eventually they'd pull away just slowly, you know, possession by possession. But last night it really seemed like they wanted to hit the accelerator early. And obviously, as any coach will tell you, when you're making shots, that looks a lot easier. And that was the case. It was almost as if when Todd Jerome hit about a 25, maybe 24-foot three from the right wing over the top, a pretty good defense from Wobisa Beatty, and you're thinking to yourself, that's not good. Because as I said before the game, you know, that's a game in which, in that environment, Virginia Tech could have played well and still lost. The fact that they didn't particularly play well obviously lends itself to a more lopsided result like we got last night.
I was discussing this earlier. I said Virginia fans, they're going to get to a point where they got to have some thick skin this week, because as good as it could be this week, the conversation is going to go back to March and what they don't do in the NCAA tournament. And then you get to the conversation of, is it different this year for Virginia? I'm not going to ask you about March or what they can do in the tournament, but watching this team in person, having watched them in years previous, what makes this Virginia team different, in your opinion?
DeAndre Hunter, I think, without question, makes them different. I think the reason that they've always been better than people think when you watch them on TV in the past, at least over the last couple of years, is Ty Jerome. I think he's just much more dynamic. He's a lot quicker than, for whatever reason, he appears when you watch him on TV, and he's a lot more aggressive and physical in terms of being able to dent your defense and then find guys like Kyle Guy. But it's the respect level you have to give to DeAndre Hunter and his driving angles and the fact that he can score three levels. You know, we saw that last night. There were just a couple of baskets where Nikhil Alexander-Walker had a look on his face, and knowing Nikhil as I do, like, well, what do you want me to do right there? You know, if I take away that shot, then it's going to become a dunk somewhere else, and or a wide open look for Kyle Guy, you know, flashing behind him in the corner, things like that. So I think he changes that. And that's not obviously one of life's great mysteries. When you have a guy that can get vertical and can slash from different angles, you know, you look at where you have your perimeter weapons at that point. And when one can soften the other, you know, I made the comparison last night on the broadcast, Wes. It's like an offense in football that is effectively running the football and then can just take the top off. And that's really what it felt like last night. And Jerome was that quarterback who was beating the Tech blitz by getting the football out of his hand quickly, and there becomes a point where there's nothing you can do. You know, obviously for Virginia, I think the one thing that concerns you down the line, not concerns me, but would concern them, is just trying to get more from Jack Salt offensively. I know he's a phenomenal player and 80% of the other phases of the game, but I think at times you're going to need a guy that can bang a little bit more down in there. And maybe that's Diakite. I don't know.
He's John Lazor. He's the voice of the Hokies. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, joining us after Virginia, as the Times-Dispatch cover says, humbled the Hokies last night, 81-59. Lazor, let me ask you about Virginia Tech, which, because I 100% agree with you, the story out of this game was about Virginia. But there is Virginia Tech, and there is Virginia Tech going in this game in the top 10. We heard all about it. And there's going to be people today that, you know, fair or unfair, they're going to look and say, all right, well, who has Virginia Tech played? What have they done? How good is this team? A, what's your response to that? And B, what was the message last night from Buzz to this team after a humbling defeat?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was, you know, you need to, again, find your identity. You know, what is our identity? And I think, you know, those are fair questions to some degree. I think this is a team that's extraordinarily talented. I think this is easily a top 20 team, as they have been. But I think it showcased, again, like we see sometimes on the football side, it showcased the separator. And right now, Virginia's in that next class that, regardless of where they're playing, carries with it the same swagger and the same style. And I think for the Hokies right now, they need to establish an identity on the road. You know, they've played away in true road games three times now, obviously did not showcase well in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and previously their only loss on the season, beat Georgia Tech, but certainly did not play the same game offensively that we see them play at Castle Coliseum. And that was the same last night. And again, it's hard to have that barometer against a defensive team as stout as Virginia. But at the same time, when you watch Virginia Tech inside Castle Coliseum, and you have, I'm sure, numerous times, Wes, you see the ball just whipping around. You know, it's from corner to corner and around the horn and here and there and everywhere. And it's beautiful and it's symmetric and all of those things. And I think at times the Hokies have lacked the ability to take that on the road, whether that be because of the environment or the opponent. So that's the next thing for them to showcase. I certainly think they have the talent level. And the one thing that we've always learned around Buzz Williams is he'll use this as fuel over the next couple of weeks, and the Hokies need it, because I think that's the other thing. You've seen it over the conference the last couple of weeks and every year up to this point. You know, don't read too much into a single night result. I think as it has been each of the last 3 years, the run back in February will probably be a very different game.
Get back to the couch, rest up. Football schedules come out at 2:00 today. Just set your alarm. Make sure you're up by then.
Fantastic. I'll check that out in about 3 weeks.
Thank you, buddy. Get some rest. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Have a good one, man.
You too, buddy.